Hi, this is Chris. I'm having a very hard time getting a show up and running. Two browsers are blown on me. My computer's gone on me. I found out the whole time I was talking, I was muted. I couldn't call into my own show, repeatedly claiming that, but maybe it's for the best because I got attacked very bad while I was on the first one, really bad, and you would have heard it. Sounded terrible. I'm not going to do the show much longer. Nobody's calling in. I have a very good TI friend, and but she doesn't have the minutes to call in, or she would. She's a faithful friend and a good comrade to have, but she just can't talk all the time. It took her broke. And she went up against the CIA corruption unknowingly. She reported some, you know, really hard crimes, and they came after her, only to find out they were probably, you know, they had all the signs, all the marks of the CIA. And that brings me to what I want to talk about, the hoax of the century. And boy, has it been a hoax. We have been run 60 years, maybe, by the Nazis. I repeat, the U.S. government has been run by the Nazis. It's not a recent infiltration. Bush Sr., his father, his adopted father, was heavily invested in with others like Dulles and all, and many others, with Wall Street to the Nazi Germany, and they made big money on both sides. They made big money, and they were Nazis. He ran a Nazi bank in New York until they got him, but they kept going. They just kept on going, and they've been running our country ever since. Matter of fact, they did 9/11. It was not the Sauds. It was not Israel. And that's all over the internet, and that's also over Veterans Today. And some of them over there are big IT, big spies, whatever you want to call them. So Veterans Today is a shill. That's a shill over there. The Nazis, Bush, his real name was Sheriff, and it looks like it was a longer bit of a German name. He's sitting in a room. There's a picture of him, and this was all giving pictures and documents by Otto Skorzeny. That was Hitler's henchman. That was his bodyguard. And the rest of the room has the other henchmen in here and Mengele-type people. They were into CIA mind control experiments like MK Ultra early on, 1914, 1916. This photo is a picture of the Sheriff family, circa 1938. You can see Bush Sr. in a Nazi German uniform, a Navy, Nazi Germany Navy uniform. And that's, this thing was big. What gets me is all over the internet, there's all kinds of things about Project Paperclip, and none of them have this. None of them show, they show you the Project Paperclip and a picture of all these scientists and doctors. You know, these are sick Mengels. That's who we have on us. But none of them show that it was the Bushes, that Bush is a Nazi. Do you understand? He's a Nazi. He was never an American citizen. He was a Nazi. And the story from these researchers, and this guy's good, whoever he is, and there's others. And I know how historians, if someone wrote that, that's an easy job to do. No, it's not. I would know. I'm a historian. You know, if you stick right to the letter, it's hard. You might never get the answers. So Prescott Bush, Bush Sr.'s father, that was his adopted father, was George Sheriff. He was the accountant for Tesla. They ended up killing Tesla when he got up in age. Tesla was really upset. They robbed him of everything, his money and his weapons that he made through wireless, electromagnetics and all. So we have been infiltrated as a country by true Nazis. They took over the White House. They say he might still be running things as old as he is. And they're way older than we think they are. Way older. Everything about them is a lie. They were Nazi spies. And they were mad Germany down, because Germany's just a country that's less the size of Montana. They were pissed. So they came here and they took over. Eisenhower had no idea. They say that he was making deals with a Nazi spy, which would have been Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott. And I don't even think it was his real father, the way it appears. You can see in this picture, Skorzeny. He's standing right next to Hitler. He was Hitler's bodyguard. There's also, in the back is Joseph Mengele. Joseph Mengele's in the same room with Bush Sr. in around 1938, H. Sheriff, who went on to be Prescott Bush. They're Nazis. On the left of the room is Martin Bormann. He was a hardcore Nazi murderer. Skorzeny, who revealed all this before he died in his 90s in Florida, he says that Hitler lived a great life. He spent his latter years in Florida. That's nice. I went to Florida, and the Nazi pigs got me down there. And they must have made some kind of deal with some kind of devil, because they really are satanic. They came after me down there, and these are the ones that the Navy's involved with them. Our Navy is not who you think they are. Our Navy are Nazis. They did 9/11 too, with Cheney and all them. So it was an inside job, period. It was not the Israels. It was not the Saudis. They wanted all of us to think that. It was an inside job, period. And they got away with it with the Navy. They used Navy helicopters and a small white plane, all landing off of the George Washington and John F. Kennedy carriers off of Long Island. Came in, and there is satellite images to prove all this, back it up from Russia. They wanted to destroy all of America's, everything about this country, from the American Christian families, which they did to me, with so much weapons and tech, so much weapons and poisons and biologicals and chemicals that I'm barely hanging alive. I just woke up. I couldn't hold my eyes open. I walk. I'm attacked really bad when I'm sleeping. That's how I'm out of it. I can't go years without any sleep. This is torture, CIA torture. They're doing the same thing to innocent farmers overseas. Is it almost 82% of them are just local farmers? So Americans better wake up and stop torturing people. The world is getting ready to end. And I'm not going to go into is there a hell or not, but you might want to check into your soul. Again, our Navy, and I know that's who was on me down there, I'm pretty sure of it, with the NSA, and they're chasing out their own, they're turning evil on their own employees now. It's all evil. Every situation I hear every week of another couple new TIs has all got to do with bizarre corruption. They got a hold of something that it's called AI. It's artificial. It's not real. It's a computer system, super quantum computers, And there's a scientist that's claiming that there's AI goo that the NSA put down there by the lines. And I'm starting to believe him because these people are so sick and whacked. I don't put anything past them. When they kept flying over my house while shooting biological synthetic chemical warfare into my ear, straight into my brain, this was on the air and on the ground, and nobody heard a damn thing. Nobody. I know there's TIs that say no, their neighbors are hearing it. I can't find anybody that heard a thing down there, and I was friends with my neighbors. They never heard a thing. But her daughter, who was near 40, started realizing that, yeah, they were, that the NSA was air stalking me over my house. They wanted me dead. And they were flying back and forth, shooting kinetic weapons in and directed energy weapons. Kinetic weapons are these parabolics that are popping all over your house and in your home. And then you're going to get attacked like that. I get that here everywhere I go. I'm attacked all over my car when I drive down the road. My car is attacked horribly. My body is attacked horribly, and I don't find any of this funny. My legs are like are attacked so bad in my bones and my lungs that earlier I was gagging so bad. Just they're shooting in anywhere into my body, and then they're using frequencies. That's the NSA frequencies to bring it up, and then it's gagged right out. This is an evil country. They got. I woke up to them putting thoughts in my head to commit suicide. To slice my wrist. That's not me. They want us in a nut house. They want us to commit suicide. This is like a joyride to them. We're dealing with, you know, I've seen some videos of the Bushes. They are demonic. They're possessed. You know, I don't know if they're aliens or interdimensionals or what it is, but they've got something in them. And, because they've even messed with our Bible badly. Our Bible's not what it should be. And they really do go all the way back to Egyptian era. So here we got in a room a picture of George, what's his name, Bush. His real name is Sheriff. That's as far back as they could go. He's in a German Navy uniform around 1938. And I'm not sure what year he joined the U.S. military. But he was a German Nazi spy when he did. And boy, they came in quick and took everything over. Kennedy got wind of it, and he was going to get rid of all of them. And they are the ones from the SS. The Nazi SS merged as CIA, created the American Psych Association and the NIH. And they've been robbing Americans blind, torturing, MKUltra, killing, whatever they want to do. These people are sick, and their job was also to destroy American values. They wanted to get rid. They were going to get rid of all American Christian families. So there is a war. There has been a war on Americans, Christian families, to break them up. Just think of anything you can do to break up a family of American Christians. Yeah, that's them. And I didn't really get over to read. I can read something, and I have to go back and look at it again months later. There's just not enough time in a day. I tried, they made sure I didn't win a lawsuit regarding my late husband. They made sure of that, day one. They were on me before I even got a lawyer. I just didn't have a name for it. I wasn't getting attacked with these weapons yet that I'm aware of. Of course, my knee kept... when I look back on it, I think they were attacking my left knee. Because later on, boy, they'd really get me there. But now they're destroying my feet. I feel like I'm walking on two excruciatingly painful stumps. I mean, it just feels as if my legs are going to break off from my feet. That's how bad I'm being attacked. And I'm so swelled up. And the swelling started immediately when they attacked me with these weapons in Florida. The electronic harassment is from the CIA and the government. And I knew that. But, you know, I've had lawyers and detectives tell me that along my routes. And everyone was afraid to get involved. I could tell the last group was afraid, and I could say that they might have been controlled. They're getting influenced with all this smart dust in them. So, you know, they're killing all of us. They got smart dust in the air. It's everywhere. And they can control anybody at will. So I realized the Navy papers I've seen were, you know, laughing about how, ha-ha, they can control anybody, anytime. That's legit, probably. They threw that out there. Just nobody got in trouble for it. They threw that out there as a joke for Christmas a couple years ago. We're not dealing with normal people here. You know, they're killing me, and I refuse to remain silent. My name is Chris. My husband's name was George. They blew him in half and left him laying there. By the time he got to the hospital, he was only 3-5% chance later, 1-3. They not only guinea pigged him at the hospital, they treated me like total dirt. I was sued at the sued before I had him buried by an ex-wife from 21 and a half years prior. Only, you know, the Navy was down at Bethlehem Steel. There was Navy elements, and it went through Wall Street, not CIA. So I had them all on me, and I'm getting butchered to death. This is butchery. This is Mangle. And Mangle did come here to the U.S., and he lived a nice life. I think he had a place down in Argentina, too, with Hitler. But Mangle, this Gorzeny. Now, Mengel's in the picture, and so is Reinhard Galen, the chief SS officer and assassin. He also was smuggled out, thanks to the U.S. military. They smuggled all of them out. And I've never seen anybody talk about that. They know about Project Paperclip. They never question how they get here. They just quietly infiltrate. Now, our U.S. military and intel obviously was Nazi all along. Nobody said a word. So somebody wrote hoaxofcentury.com, and boy, it's an excellent site. They were all part of CIA mind control experiments. And with Mangle there, Joseph Mangle going on here, and they are merged with the U.S. Navy, and they did 9/11. They did it from inside the White House. I'm trying to figure out where were all the good military and intel. Where the hell were they? Where in the fuck were they? Nazi Germany? Germany. It's less than the size of Montana. These scumbags. Where was Americans? I know there's plenty of intel and military to chase Americans around and kill slow killers. You got your scumbag cowards out here gang stalking. Where enough, and these intel chasing us around all over the internet. Where in the fuck were you? Where was any of you when these Nazi pigs, you Nazi pigs? You got a satellite system on me that's nothing but a bunch of super NSA Nazi pig and real Nazis. Hey, NSA, you're scum, you hear? Navy, go to hell. Air Force, fuck you. My uncle was in the Navy. When he found out we had German in us through his sister, my aunt, he goes, oh my God, he took it so bad. Because he fought them over there. He hated them. He said you had to know what they were really like. Damn, so this wouldn't happen. He died strangely. My Uncle Jack, he was a good guy. He was a real American, hardworking American. He moved back down to the South when he retired because he got a bad back, and he just wanted to, his wife was from there. He got down there, they treated him like shit because he loved mowing his lawn. And they said, oh, well, he must not have a bad back. He's out there mowing his lawn. He was always in pain. He was a letter carrier, and he worked inside the post office 30 years. That was none of their business. Of course, all of them make money under the table when they're still doing it in the South. Oh, they don't like illegal immigrants here. Really? Oh, yeah, the cops will throw them out here on web pages. They know damn well they're being used here as super cheap labor. You know, I have to admit, the South is KKK, FBI KKK. That means KKK is Nazis. You understand that? And I am a proud liberal, you hear? I'm sick and tired of hearing everybody put down liberals. Fuck you, Nazi pigs, you hear? Screw you, Bushes. F you, U.S. government, you Nazi pigs. Anybody that's for doing this to their own people, anybody that knows about it and living with it, end times, you have to deal with your soul on the other side. Personally, if I see the white light, I'm not coming back, because this is who's going to survive. Oh, and by the way, Israel was created by the same bunch in 1947. I'm going to say for the Rothschilds and the other filthy rich families that you never hear about above. See, now they would answer to the, I'm going to say Rothschilds, but there's someone else in there. I'm not sure who, I think it would be the Jesuits and the Black Nobility Pope, which is who the Vatican answers to. These are hardened murderers, CIA, which was OSS. Again, the CIA was OSS. I'm doing my American duty. My other uncle was in the Air Force. He was in charge of Homeland Security at BWI Airport. And one day, he was, man, he didn't miss it. Yeah, he did his job. He was, whew, nobody could put him down for his job, the kind of work he did. My husband was the same way, and they murdered him. They don't like good people. They're systematically getting rid of good people. And now they figured out a way to get rid of people with their AI system that plays God, Satan, Jesus, go back and forth. That's the devil. The devil is going to mimic God and Christ. That's the Antichrist. And I'm back, and something had me in here again saying, I feel like there's no God because I feel abandoned. You know, I hear people say they're hearing voices from God. I think they're hearing from this AI system, because I think our real God stays in the background. I do. Because we're an electronic universe. And I think Yahweh is not the way to go. Yahweh is a God that can be whatever it wants to be. And that would be our real God. But this thing is doing this. And I don't believe in the God in the Bible anymore. I know who wrote it, how it was written. I know the Freemasons got their hands on it over the years. I know that Sir Francis Bacon was a high-level Freemason. These people are satanic. They don't get to high-level 33 degree by nothing. Listen to a guy over, there's plenty of them speaking out over at YouTube. That's come to be the whistleblower place, I guess. And this is all run by CERN, which is DARPA. DARPA got it from the Air Force years ago. I've heard people say, no, it's the Air Force too. It's DARPA. These are Nazi pigs, for real. These are Mengele. I called it right. I've been saying this day one, before I even spoke with anyone else. I've been saying this is Mengele. This is the mentality of Mengele Nazis without even knowing it, and doggone if I wasn't right. And I bet I'm not alone thinking that. They're all underground, sealed in real good. I repeat, they're all supposedly underground. And they've been running Facebook and Google, and I have to say they are the fallen ones. See, I start rambling off in here to myself. I'm alone all the time, and I got these weapons on me, and they're sticking thoughts in my head, these mangles. But I'm asking, this call is to all that are afraid of this government. Number one, there's not that many of them. Why do you think they're doing everything remotely? Number two, really, there's not that many of them. There's over 400 million Americans. It's a shame we can't all get up and go drag them out. Because they're inside our domes, all of them, and we paid for all of them. They want all of us dead as useless eaters. That's the Navy. The Navy is nothing but a bunch of mangled, murdering, slow-killing, coward, Oh my God, they're Nazis. They did 9/11. They need to. If you're in the Navy and you know this and you're keeping your mouth shut, you need to put your head down the ground. You need to strip your uniforms off. NSA Nazis, how damn dare you in my country? You're in my country. You need to get the hell out. You don't belong here. Every law, every unpatriotic act you have done on the USA, and why'd you poison all the Americans? Why don't you tell them? They've poisoned all of us. The fluoride alone in the water over the years, that's what they used in the camps. They used fluoride, Hitler and them, in the camps over there. These same bastards. The same ones. They were right there with Hitler. And Rothschild in this country, all of them. We need, you know, I'll tell you, they lied to everybody. Nobody's guilt-free here. We've all been fooled. Hoax of the century. They did 9/11. You Cheney whore. You Bush bastards. His son, there's a video over there I caught. He's a major pedophile. Junior? Oh, my God. Get him around little girls and he's going to lose it. He's a sick pedophile. Dear Jesus, God. I'm getting burned in the head, and I don't give a damn. I'm on my legs. They hung around with Reinhard Gehlen, Martin Bormann, Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele. This is our government. That's what happened. And they didn't recently. Oh, they didn't just take over 9/11. They killed Kennedy in front of everybody. I want to know, where was everybody at? I know there had to be good FBI at one point. Tell me there was. You know, Ted Gunderson, it's rumored that he was killed, and I believe that. He was yelling out about what they were doing with the chemtrails and all. And he was helping MKUltra victims get the hell out of these mangled bastards and bitches. Yes, bitches. That's one of them that runs Google. I'd swear she's a fallen angel. I take that word back. I just say she's a demon. They don't even desert. No fallen angel made it. They're supposedly all dead if you go by the records. But we don't know. They've messed with the book so much. Who knows? And this is all beast tech, so you know it's also known as fallen angel tech. It's also called, darn, I can't think. It's beast. So this is your Navy, your Marines, the NSA/Army, all satanic nuts. They should all be dragged out of here. There's also, according to James Preston, and he's got a PhD, he said there's only 20 of them that are calling for the shots that they want us dead. 20. That's it, 20. In the hell are all of all the American, real Americans been? Why is everybody so afraid of them? Do they have that many murderers? Is it the secret space program? There are men out in the Midwest that are shooting. Practicing shooting drones down. But they're small ones. Nevertheless, they're practicing out there. I wish I still had my gun. I do. I had these Nazi navies after me down in Florida. The NSA and the Navy did 9/11. The CIA did 9/11. And the CIA was OSF. If you were in the CIA, you had to know that. They like them smart, I know. I'm from up around here. I know a guy, they were headhunting his daughter because she could speak 5 languages. Anyone that has Project Paperclip put out there and they don't have this, it's bullshit. It's bigger. I have seen so much on Project Paperclip since day one. Nothing on this. This is authentic. The pictures are, to me, photographs speak 1,000 words. This is not doctrine. This is for real. They want us all dead. They want us to commit suicide. That's satanic. And I'm not going to sit here and rebuke them in the name of a Christ that I know was around 2,000 some years ago. and he has, you know, we haven't seen anything since. I don't need to go that route. But, you know, I really wish they would confront me. I was a U.S. historian. No wonder they were chasing me around with American flags hooked to both sides of the cars all over Florida. And they were flying big Nazi flags with the American flag up and down in East North Carolina, where the Nazi pigs have literal biotech over there. And it's right there in Smithfield. And people there don't even know that this big, strange, creepy-looking, CIA torture airport is right there. And they fly big, fat, ugly-looking, stupid planes. And guess what? There was an author, a writer, a reporter who was willing to take them on. And he went and banged on their doors. And guess what? They're little punks. They're afraid to answer their doors. They confronted me. About 20 of them surrounded me. Big, fat, dumpy pigs. I was there with my 150-some-pound dog. He was very healthy at the time. They were, and their women, the trash, you hillbilly whores. You're Nazi pigs. You see, the South has been Nazi all along with their KKK. And then they infiltrated up north. That's the FBI did that. Our Nazis. Where's all the good FBI agents? I guess there aren't any. Where's all the good, where's all the true American Navy? Do you know the Navy knew for decades, they knew that we were going to be facing Planet X system with no help. They knew for decades. So they took care of their own asses and got up there to the Ozarks. The only one helping anyone is John Moore. It's too late. Most of us are out of work. We've all lost their jobs. Of course, they're making big money down here in their Nazi South. They're Nazi pigs. And you know Homeland Security replaced all the good cops. You know that, don't you? Now, I imagine they might have kept a few. I had one Nazi after me the other day. I didn't care. I went right back to sleep. I'm so beat up with these weapons of mass destruction. They know about them. Homeland Security was hired under the Pentagon to be boots on the ground in their local areas to destroy good, decent Americans. And they're even using their mind control on us with these huge satellite systems that they is rumored either there or in a DARPA silo. DARPA, if you think you've been, and I know someone that thinks she's certain she was, it was probably this country. Russ Distar is still trying to get an answer out of Fort Bragg and them. Where did you get all this technology? The only answer they can get is, and I was on Fort Bragg, and the guy Lewis that put me here, he was a dirtbag, trashy, sloppy guard whose father was NSA. And he said, ha ha, my daddy's NSA. And next thing I know, I'm being chased down by them. My husband, Lewis's, was blown in half. You knew that. You knew I was robbed of millions. You knew I donated my husband's medical records to the U.S. Nazi military to save lives in the fake war of Iraq. And you're a sloppy, lazy thing that Americans are paying for. And he beats the shit out of his little girl, a two-year-old. My God, the bruises all over her and his wife. I wouldn't brag. And he had a bag in the back. His wife tried to hide. I'll never forget seeing that. It was a bug-out bag. And they were ordered a while back to bug out. What, are you going to sniper us? So we're being spied on by HARP, CERN, 3D-ing us with all the smart dust that's killing us. Some of us are getting shot up with UAV Nazi unmanned aerial vehicles. You got NASA who wants us all dead and gone and replaced with robots? And DARPA, who's experimenting? When it's like, I mean, what they did to me this past summer was sickening. What they did to my dog is even sicker. And to chase me around the country because my husband was blown in half. And these people are sick. They should have been put away. They should have been dragged out a long time ago. No wonder Bush Sr. was joking that if Americans knew what they did to them, they'd drag them down the road and hang them from a light pole. Yeah, you're right, they would. But you poisoned all of them to death, and they're all being... they've been put to sleep, kind of like Prozac'd out. Oh, whatever, right? While you rape women and children and keep them as prisoners up in your in our White House, that you filthified, dirty, you dirty trash. What'd you do to the Democrats after 2004? They all did a U-turn when going after 9/11. At least one guy is still doing it. The one down in Florida, bless his heart. He knows the truth. He knows they did it. He says that the Saudis were involved. I think he probably knows more of the truth than any of the others. And Veterans Today is a shill. They keep saying Israel did it. You know, maybe they were involved. The dancing Israels, that was too silly for me. That was too, you know, like, hey, look over here. Because they really think we're stupid. That's after they poisoned all of us into dumbed us all down badly. I had a detective tell me in Florida, he tried to help me. It was too late. He knew. He got scared talking to me. He was terrified. I begged him, please help me. They told the lawyers and a detective in Florida that I escaped from a nut house. Yeah, they all did. We're dealing with, you know, this is psychotic. This is worse than psychotic. And since they created psychology, maybe the truth should be known to all TIs. There is no such thing as schizophrenia. Doesn't exist. Period. Forget when you were young. Forget all that. There's no such thing. Anyone that you have seen is hearing voices talking, or, you know, they can't take it, they're being driven nuts. They're being shot at with these cell phone towers and these satellites, UASs. I'm coming up with those terms because that's in their papers. The joint Nazi targeting here in America, you might as well call them what they are, they're Nazis. That's been our problem all along. We have Nazi pigs on us. They've been in charge of our country for decades. Kennedy was the only decent president we had. I don't know what happened to Eisenhower. I liked him. He did give one hell of a thing about the corporate part of it, military-industrial complex, which it is. But he must not have known about the Nazi element either. Or he did, and he passed it on to JFK, and they out and out murdered him. Where were all the good Americans? Where was all the good American military leaders? Were they all Nazis? Obviously, the CIA was completely Nazi. The NSA was created. I forget which one of them did that. Was it Truman? No. Join one of them. And they made it so that no congressional member, no senator, nobody, not that any of them are any good. I'm just saying, there must be one out there. I don't know. Surely there's somebody. They made it so nobody could, nobody had any rights to go after them, not even the FBI. Nobody can investigate them. Nobody can get a clearance. They have carte blanche to do whatever the hell they want to. And thank you, Julian Assange. Bless your heart. Thank you. Julian Assange, who fled for his life. He was an MKUltra victim. And I guess he knew a lot, and he wanted to get them and save others. He tried. Thanks to him, I learned. I was put on a find them and fry them. That's 9/11 truthers right before 9/11. That was done by Nazi pig, Darn, what was his name? He was in charge of the NSA, find him and fry him, in Baltimore, Maryland. Binheimer? Rubensteimer? That's as German as you get. You know, I'm like my uncle. I'm ashamed of the German blood in me. Everyone I have seen that had something to do with my targeting was probably German when I look back. You know, they have a certain look about them. They were all German. They have mind controlled some blacks to do gang stalk on me, but I knew it was BS. I knew. But it's just hard to get through the psychotronics, which they say is satanics to the point that you could be on a borderline possession. There were times when I thought I was, but this AI system will replicate and mimic anything. And you know, that goes back to the Gnostics, and they were all killed too, as so-called heretics, taking over our churches, our Bibles, our religion, like it was a joke. They have this AI system that's acting like a god. They've got some bigwig over there, SoundCloud, who fell for it. I can hear he's so nervous. I know he did flyovers. I forgive him. I'm a better Christian than him. Let's just say I believe there's a bigger god in this picture. We didn't just get here by accident. You know, a planet maybe boomed in and then we just came from the dirt. Or did we grow from fungus? I don't think so. I doubt it. There's too much proof all over this world that there were big-headed ones and others, all kinds of stuff. Even Grazer were in the walls of caves from, oh my gosh, tens of thousands of years ago. And this is not the meek that's going to inherit the world. They're underground. I hope they get crushed. None of them get there. These are sick. They're sick. They hate Americans. They're murderers, rapists. They're up there. What do you think happened to all the little children that were missing? One of them is when the TI calls used to be. It's a nice guy. Franklin cover-ups. Sadly, because of all the weaponry and targeting, I didn't get a chance to continue on a friendship with the guy. He's a very nice guy. He's married. His life was destroyed, too. So the American people, I want them to know, this American is wised up, I know. You destroyed my family, but your weapons are doing it. You couldn't have done it without them. You couldn't have done it without spraying us to death. Because let me tell you, if Americans woke up, you'd be in a world of trouble. Yes, they would drag you out and hang you from the nearest tree. If they figured it out, like me. I've tried talking to fellow Americans, they're all being mind controlled, and it is demonic. I'd spit at you if you weren't all remotely far away. If I could reach your UAV hovering drones, your passing drones, I hope it turns on you. I hope you eat your own. It's rumored that you do eat your own. Hopefully you'll rob each other and or steal a woman, and that's how you can catch a Nazi pig, they say. I'd have made a great FBI agent. I'd have been much better as behind-the-scenes detective. I wouldn't have said a word. I'd have followed you everywhere, when I realized that the U.S. government was so Nazi-infiltrated, nobody was going to do anything except come after me, I think I would have bought a silencer. And I don't think God would have been mad at me either. I don't. I would have done that because America was about God and country. You destroyed God. I said that early on. I said, my God, what did they do, kill God? Yeah, they did. And I don't mean they're fake artificial intelligence either. They killed God in this country. They killed everything. They're murderers, massive. Otto Sorzeni, I'm doing the job of the U.S. Intel. Traded years and years ago, and they've got your little children walking around, even in stores, with their heads down into their little pads, cell phone pads and all that. They were made purposely to mess with their kids' heads. They're reading the children's brains into their satanic AI system. You need to take them things away from them kids. If you all stand up together, get them out of the schools. They're Wi-Fiing them to death, too. They also have Wi-Fi on the satellites. This is really bad. You know, they figured out how to kill Americans from the sky. Now, the NSA and the CIA, thanks to Julian Assange, I got off of that, is they have been doing a, when the U.S. military, I forget his name, Wilcox, the Wilcox kill chain, they've been chasing the others around who've been whistleblowing about it, hardcore COINTELPRO, and is it archaeologists or something? COINTELPRO, counterintelligence, was to protect the Nazis. The NSA gang stalking is to protect the Nazis. True Nazis. They flew drones that looked like planes, and the planes that guided it, and they remote controlled it from a plane to do 9/11 and the Pentagon. It's a mess. Everybody was, you know, I mean, I never seen so many people involved in this. And then they flew from a plane from the carrier. It was George Washington carrier. He didn't even want to be president. He didn't want anything to do with it. The only reason they were slave owners is because it said so in the Bible. And any real God wouldn't put that in there. Just saying. I don't know how, you know, what part of do you get where you say, you know, I can't call that Bible holy anymore. All the targeting, like gnashing of the teeth, that's in there. I knew that was fake, and I grew up on the Bible. Because, see, I knew me. I've never done anything evil, wicked. I never used the Lord's name in vain, ever. I never lied, only to call in work. Now, see, these no-good MFers had me as a baby. And it's a sin for me to keep that in. And America needs to wake the hell up and wake up now. We're getting ready to face horrific stuff, and they'll have FEMA camps everywhere ready. And the FEMA camps are, they were right from Hitler's camps. Same thing. A lot of good Americans have been trying. They're all getting killed. Nobody's got our back. They even killed Cooper. Cooper was high-level Navy. He couldn't even get any help. And they killed him. And if it was a cop, it was an infiltrator. You know, it's a Nazi pig. They're Nazi pigs. They came after me after my grandmother died. And they programmed that where they're just shooting grandma, something to do with my grandmother, into my head. Then it's God. Now it's suicide, which is in their papers. The thing is mimicking. I'm not saying it's not enough to drive you nuts, but they're going around killing innocent Americans like it's a, and they are, let me tell you what they do up there in D.C., the Cheneys and Bushes. They take women, let's say Kathy O'Brien and her little girl, who they still have. It shouldn't be. She should be out of there. And they strip them naked. And then they tell them, okay, go ahead. You go ahead and run first. They let them run ahead. And then they chase them down like wild animals. Just to split their brains up more. Then they rape them. Yes, little girls, they rape. These weapons are attacking men and women's genitals, I might add. When I'm driving, they will go up and down my rectum and my vagina. I'm a married woman. I don't even like saying those words. That's just me. I'm funny like that. But I was a good person growing up. These are, if I'd have known all this. Maryland's saturated with them. The whole country is, I guess. Is there anywhere in the U.S. that's safe from these Nazis? Please tell me. Please email me at LISSA, Lisa, at Lisa, LISSA, KR11Humane.com, or contact at Lisa, KR11Humane.com. Is there anywhere safe from these Nazis with their Nazi drones and UAVs and satellites in the sky and their cell phone towers? News alert, cell phone towers are part of this Nazi agenda. And when I say Nazi, I mean it. Again, go to hoaxofthecentury.com The gentleman has his name and address here as well. I also seen an article. I believe there is an anonymous FBI agent, and this guy might be him. If you read his last pages, this guy's good. He's got to be FBI. He puts his name and all out there. He's got everything. I'm sure he got it from the author, the reporter who was dating Scorsese's daughter while in Florida. I got to Florida and I was shot with synthetic weapons into my brain. And then I had to get surgery because they did something with my toe, the bones, only to put implants in me. And when I look back on who was hardened. I mean, these are hardened criminals, the kind you don't want to put in jail. The kind, you know, when you commit high treason, aren't the laws in America that they are supposed to be hung? And they have guillotines at these FEMA camps. They've been killing everybody. They're on a killing spree. These are the ones that are going to survive Planet X. They're in our deep underground. They've taken everyone over. They've got mind control down pat. They're child rapists. They're torturing Americans from the sky and from these cell phone towers. They did 9/11. Everything they passed, every unpatriotic act, should be abolished with ease because they don't have an American citizenship. And if they have a duel, it's very easy to prove what they've done. Cheney, all of them, they're all Nazi pigs. The Clintons, no wonder they're murderers. They all have a history of murder, and nobody... Is it, I don't get it. Is it the I'm only doing what I'm told syndrome? I don't get it. If you're in the military and you know all this, you're as guilty as them. You would be charged with that guilt of knowing. So they think we are useless eaters, and I'm shot up so bad I can't even take a shower. I got to hang on to the damn walls. This is all psychotic. This is psychotic, what's being done to us. It's not normal. It's far from it. This is psychotic. I know they have some TIs. I'm not going to say who, but there's some that, yeah, some actually think this is fun and games. Until they get attacked a little harder. Then they whine all over Nazi Facebook. How about Nazi Google? Nazi DARPA? DARPA? Let's see, we got DARPA, NORAD. I knew there was something wrong there because you do not get into DC airspace or anywhere near it, based in the world. Yeah, right. Because NORAD is supposed to help. Where was NORAD? I probably hear a pin drop. Where's NORAD? See what I mean? I know. I grew up around here. Where's NORAD? I asked that about 9/11. Where was NORAD? I've yet to see anybody ask that. Where is NORAD? I'm sure somebody has. So they took over So let's just say they took over the airwaves and blah, blah, blah. And Satan does take over the airwaves. So let's say they did. Didn't any high-level military figure it out and try to do something? I mean, I don't get it. I'm confused. It's a good thing I wasn't in the military and had some ranking. I would have done something. You'd think a citizen's arrest could be done at this point. Of course, God knows where they're at. I think they're down in Paraguay with their black goo. I can't make that up. That's what the Falkland Wars was about. The queen also is part of the Nazi system. Her whole family is going way back, as is the Vatican. There's plenty of photos out here that more than prove that. They did all did high Hitlers. We've really been scammed. Hoax of the century. You see, 9/11, I figured out, was all about Planet X. The cowards knew it was coming. That's why Bush Jr. was sticking his middle finger up in the air. Ha ha. Hey, F you. When national TV with his middle finger up, I will never forget it. And then in 04, he stood before the national TV, and it was probably aired all over the world, and said, either you're with us. It's the only time he ever spoke correctly. None of them can speak right, because they probably spoke German prior. That's why. None of them, you know, they went to Yale and all that. Well, my goodness, none of them have the command of an English language. None of them. They should. None of them did any studies. None of them. They were already took control of the local colleges by 06. I've seen it, and I couldn't stomach it. I walked out. I was Phi Theta Kappa. I walked out. Cameras right there. I was the only one that could see it. One of the Nazi pig professors, a friend of Bush's attorney, Myers, emailed that to me, bragged about it. He said he made fun of me because I was the only one that seen it. He made fun of the other students. Well, he turned all of them against me. See, this is their mentality. You get it? See, in my neighborhood, you know, you didn't get away with this shit. But I grew up in Baltimore City, you know. You didn't get it. You wouldn't have gotten away with this had it been me and my friends. I would have made sure of that, and they probably know that. And it's a shame I didn't know. I would have been blowing whistles and anything I could a long time ago had I known. They have dirtified everything. And so much for the meek that are going to inherit the world, because they're all underground. They've been underground since March of 2013, according to an insider. And I can see why that guy fled them. But he was doing flyovers of nice women's. Let me tell you what they've done to these Christians in this country. He was doing flyovers. He's a hardcore Christian minister, ministering to what's left of our military, who supposedly are going to come out and try to help us if you're evangelical 24/7 Christian. If you're half-baked, maybe. This is what he's telling them. And if you're not a Christian at all, they're not going to help us at all with the coming pole shift. I'm not kidding. I can't make that up. He's shaking like a leaf over there the other night when he's talking. I listen because I'm hopeful. You know, maybe tonight he won't put somebody down, and he just keeps knocking any and everybody down if they're not like him, and he's paranoid beyond belief. What have they done to his head? You know, he's been mind-controlled to use religion. It's a twisted reverse psychology, reverse of a reverse. This is what they do. They'll even put thoughts in my head of suicide now, and I'm going to get up and fight, because that's what they want. Or they don't make any money. Two Nazi pig psychologists in this country getting away with torture made $81 million a year. Because the judge is finally historically allowing it. Historically. I caught a picture this morning of this bastard Nazi pig Bush Sr. getting his hand up, taking the oath of office for presidency. And I thought, who's the back of this gentleman's head? And I'm pretty sure it was that judge that was just murdered. And so they probably, you see, they kill their own. Doesn't, you know, they do it for a sacrifice, let's say. I mean, this is what they do. And the sacrifices are in the Bible. That's how warped it all is. They follow the same Freemasonry that goes back to the Egyptian era. And that was, they even stole all that. They've ruined everything. Anything they get near, they destroy anything. Barbara Bush's father appears to be that other nut. What's that Satanist name? And LaVey was Satanist. He was Army. I heard he went on to be a general. He made it up the ranks by being a Satanist. A practicing Satanist. Has children involved in it, his little girls naked and all that. These people are nuts. They should have been the ones in prison instead of, and where, you know, only thing I can figure is they've put Americans asleep with their fluoride and all the smart dust in the air. And there's over, somebody said there's over 300 biologicals that have been sprayed all over us. And that includes lithium and every kind of radiation known to mankind. They love their radiation tests, these Nazi OSIs. Or do you want to call them CIA? Well, Donovan, Alan Dulles, Jesus, he's got, why do you think they're doing all the TSA, groping everybody? They have turned, their job was to turn, to just destroy America. Nazis, destroy America. And they won. If you let, and now we're getting ready to put everybody in FEMA camps when the shit hits the fan. And I'm telling anyone that's listening, you got any power to you? Wake up now. At Auschwitz, FEMA is FEMA camps. And I don't think they have everybody that knows. They're underground. They've been under. Everybody says, well, how come they don't get sick? They're underground. They're living good under there. I've seen pictures. They're living good. They got elevators and, man, they're living a good life. They got marble bathrooms. I can't even get in a tub. They shot my teeth out while I was driving. I watched them control painters who turned around and robbed me of every little penny I had almost left. I watched them take control of my relatives while flying helicopters over her. She's in her 80s. They don't care. She's in her 80s. They would drive over their own mothers and back up to see what happened. Chased me at my aunt's house, shooting in her house with these unseen kinetic weapons. Kinetic. You know, this word, you know, they... I feel sick that I've watched some videos where they say, well, this is a guy that was in the CIA, and, you know, now they're going to act like they're really good people. They're not good people. They should be out there blowing whistles about this. All they care about is money. I haven't seen really any decent... The only decent... I guess End Times Ministry, I kind of could say, was one guy working on his own outside in his yard, and he's a Gnostic. He seems like he was the only one I was getting into him. But, you know, as a Christian, you go over and listen to that, and Jesus, whiz. Oh, my God, the Gnostics are evil. No, they're not. No, they were hijacked, too. All this, you know, there's a lot of great things that good people are trying to get out there about all the wrong injustices that are being done. We're all being cooked to death. And they'll tell you that, you know, they've taken everything, every spiritual kind of thing, and they've turned it into some satanic ritual. They have. Over the CIA, their kin are real into that. They pray to the moon, and they have rituals out there. And they chant your name. So I think that the guy is right, the scientist, Harold. They're chanting our names locally. I did see intel there. They had their heads down, their heads covered. If you're going to do that kind of work, don't cover your face. So I got pictures of you. You ought to hold your Nazi head up proud. Unless you're, you know, I mean, be, you know, you're a shameful American. I couldn't have done this to anyone. I stood up to all of them. They wouldn't, when you walk up and stand up to them, they take off. They're cowards. You can't get a gang stalker to stop long enough. If one of them would, it would be me and him or her. And that's what, all the weight they put on me, shooting me in half, shooting my teeth out, swelling my feet beyond bizarre, you freaks. They couldn't have gotten away with it unless everybody let them. Wake up, America, dear God. Your fellow Americans are being tortured to death. Torture, mangle, CIA, Nazi, true, authentic Nazi pigs that came after all the do-gooders after at 9/11, but lived in Florida with Hitler. Hitler lived in Florida, and this is where I was attacked the worst. But, hey, they're killing off all the good doctors down there, too. So the cops down there are just corrupt. Forget them. They're so corrupt, it's sad. I'm sure there were some good ones. I just didn't see them. I mean, I watched one gang stalk me, and next week he's driving a brand-new black sport car. I stood right there in the same store with him. I got the feeling he knew who I was. He didn't say anything. If I committed some crime, why didn't he come after me? When I go out, I'll hear the zooming of the Nazi pig, but they won't come right up to me and stop. That's how they stayed covert. Because if they come near me, my hands are going to be around their necks. And there are some good people out here telling TIs to you that we have every right to do so, and I fully agree. You're killing me. I have every right to defend myself, and will so. But instead, they're burning me in the head with their Nazi UAV hoverers and drones in America. And they have got FEMA camps out and ready now, and they're already testing people out there in, is it Arizona or Oregon? And you bet Oregon, if you're an Oregon patriot, you better watch your leader over there. He's an FBI informant or field agent. And, I mean, that's what they're doing. And most of our areas have got infiltrators. And I would have to say, like the one that was on me last week, I would say he was German. They got a certain look about him. I don't go by the blonde hair thing. They could have dark hair, but there's a certain look about them. They're German. They must be bringing them in from over there. Must have. They've also got Russian troops ready to take Americans out over in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which is where my seventh great grandfather's buried, who was he was at Brandywine. He served under George Washington. He was only a third of the country or less fought in that, and he was one of them. And he went to be a minister as well. And they're over there. So there's the CIAs in Tennessee, too. They also made sure we have tons of nuclear plants everywhere. That's going to go. Our gas lines are going to blow. All our oil tanks, all our propane tanks, it's all going to blow, all of it. So this was all done, hoax of the century, 9/11, so they could survive underground. You see, anybody that picks on someone else is a coward. I learned that in elementary school. The cowards. Everybody picked on a little mentally ill child. I would defend him, and the bullies would, back away. Now, there were times when they tried to get me outside school. I stood up to them. That's all I did. I stood up and said, oh, no, I was a little girl. Nobody told me how to do this. Nobody. I used my instincts, human nature, and they backed down every time. Of course, my whole life. When I was bullied, I stood up. Oh, gosh, I'd become the hero that I'm not. I just stood up and said, oh, no, you don't. And they back away every time. And if they try to fight, it's okay. It's only going to hurt for a minute because I'm coming back punching. And everybody taught me how to fight. Oh, I'm sorry, my grandparents did. Because they knew how evil the world was going to be. I had to set the ballerina slippers down and the Bible and the piano and learn how to fight. They knew something wasn't right in the world. Well, obviously there isn't. So I need to get real. They probably have all this beast tech. According to Gus Rustistar from Fort Bragg, and that's who's in charge of Jade Helm. Hello? He was there. He knows they're doing all kind of satanic, demonic ritual shit. He knows. And go over and listen to Rustistar. So yes, Fort Bragg, where'd you get all this from? They said we got it from them, meaning the fallen ones. Now, I know they were coming in and out of my bedroom twice. They tried to steal my soul after my grandparents died, who were ministers, and they protected me. That's what happened. So they died. They were protecting me. And then they were, you know, coming in and out through the wall. They come around again. They're not going to be around anymore. What they're doing is they're trying to, they want us to commit suicides in their papers. Our country is demonically taken over. I just have to get real, it is. I had this figured out a good while back. I have to fight the mind control as well. And the feeling, you know, with these weapons, and when it's put into your head to kill yourself, that's, your soul is dead and gone then. That's sadly, I have to say that. I could be wrong. I don't know. There's really a hell. I think that was, hell was just, it was these Nazi churches. See, they're all one and the same. That's how they got away with it, too. They're so powerful. Because nobody stood up and said anything and helped others stand up and say something. Everybody thought, well, now I'm going to keep my mouth shut and not say anything. Well, guess what? You're going to get ready and face Planet X. And you're gonna get you're gonna face maybe a FEMA camp where they're just gonna suicide or torture you in there. They'll probably kill us before we get there. Who knows? And the ones they probably put the worst of the worst, meaning the lousiest of the lousiest to them, because you can hear Mike Rossio over there. He was in there and he got the hell out. He said, these people are true Satan evil, and he is angry. He's got 3 segments over there on, you could basically say, targeting, I suppose, and what, you know, who they are and what they're doing. He is one angry guy. I don't think hell was created by the churches to keep you so scared you're going to keep going to church and getting reborn again, so that you wouldn't take responsibility for your own actions. That's coming from an Episcopal bishop who, if you know anything about Episcopalians, they are very strict. Very. I mean, and the women are behind this guy, too. Older women. I respect older people. They were from a time when we weren't Nazi pigdom, infiltrated murderers, rapists, liars, hardened thieves, and it's all nationalities have bought into this, black, white, all of them, and they're all now, nepotism is heavy. You know, if there's some lazy, sloppy Fort Bragg guy or guard, I guarantee there's a good chance his father or someone's NSA. They've nepotized it all. There's a nice NSA gal who's been chased out for a job, gang stalked. She's a very high. They don't like highly intelligent people, because none of them are. None of them. Not the Navy. None of them. They painted a picture that, God bless America and everybody's so home of the free and the brave. Yeah, the civilians. And some, I'm sure there's been good people that have joined, and got out and did their thing and didn't know any better until they got sick. Then they found out the VA was not going to help them. They killed my father. They let him die of cancer. He kept telling me for years, he said, they're killing me. Just like my Uncle Jack, he said, they're killing me. And he died. They had his hands tied up. They wouldn't let him leave. They kept him there and killed him. So they blew my husband in half at Bethlehem Steel, Sparrows Point. Nobody would help him. Nobody wouldn't get their hands dirty. 550 gallons of diesel oil blew straight through him on top of it. And still, he remained alive. And his insides were blown out, and he knew it. He had his hands up, and nobody would help him. So we're dealing, you know, this country's turned into nothing, but you're lower than the Nazi pigs. You let them do that to you. We've been infiltrated by trash. We beat them years ago. That's why they did this. And then they went ahead and, oh boy, let's go get their reverse engineering and spaceships, DARPA. The military, oh boy, spaceships up there. It's probably DARPA. I know an insider wrote and told me. He got out. He fled for New Zealand. I don't hear from him anymore. He was being targeted pretty bad. He's the one who sent me all the pictures, Russ, William Ross. I never hear from him anymore. His email, still his email address, doesn't come back return. He just doesn't respond. And he, at the same time, he stopped whistleblowing about them on YouTube. So God forbid, I don't know what happened to him. Hope he's okay. He's a nice guy. And I believe what he sent me was authentic. He's, you know, they're sick. You know, they it's right out of a nut word. And they did that. They had mentally ill type people where they were mind controlling them to act mentally ill everywhere. They want you in a nut house. See, these are psychos, psychotic freaks. And Americans have been paying them very good all these years. Of course, we've all been poisoned to death in the brains by them and in our bloodstreams. They've robbed us blind. Who do you think the bankers are? Who do you think runs Lockheed Martin? And these people are high-end occult. CERN. They got all the CERNs. They were running CERN in 1950s, Fort Hood. They took our military over, obviously, high level, a long time ago. I don't believe all of them knew, but enough of them knew. Because I'm trying to figure out where's all the generals. And I guess they're part of it. I'm going to die knowing the truth. And I would rather die. And their stinking logo is a joke. What is it? Let the truth set them free or something like that? What a joke. These people, they don't know truth. They live in lies. Lie. Their whole lives are a lie. They're murderers. And they are high treason. We are being tortured to death by nation of hardened traitors. High treason. Yes, there's a caller, Michael Caine.
Hello, this is Michael Caine, the famous British actor.
And this is their mentality, like a two-year-old. An obnoxious one. That's probably a satanic, obnoxious bot. If you see obnoxiousness, ignore it. These are where they put computers out after us. And now I just got attacked in the knee. It's some kind of satanic ritual thing. They're sick. As soon as I hit the X key and they said that, I got shot in the knee. This is all. This AI system, Skynet, it's running this whole sick, demonic circus. Slow kill. Was under Bush's This is coming from various sources, what scientists and what have you. They're tortured as well now. Professors, what have you. That under the bushes, they had this AI system that was originally supposed to protect the country from nuclear war. And they're using this nuclear on us now. And they came up with some kind of simple program to reprogram it to turn and destroy Americans. It's Terminator, Skynet. It's got the net of the sky with cloud computing. They're running all of it from CERN. And they really will satanically and obnoxiously laugh in your face while they're torturing you to slow death. They're hitting me in the hardest parts. And I'm not the only one. There's other TIs too. There's other victims who are being slow killed in the legs and the feet. They're after maximum pain. They, you know, but I guarantee if one of them, notice how they make, they're terrified of death. They're scared to death, of death. The transhumanists, they're trying to live forever. They're desperate to find every cause for every disease. They're desperate to clean up their own minds. That's why they've got a brain incentive and all that. They're desperate to be the fallen angels. They're desperate. They want to be the fallen ones. The Bushes come, even his wife. Barbara Bush, she came from Crowley. The whole, we'd be here all day, the whole sludge of them. That's a sludge. And I got German in me, and I'm, they put my German blood down. Where is Americans? I'm trying to help you to wake up. You just heard one of their obnoxious bots. All I got to do is hit the X key to goodbye. They keep calling in. I hit the X key. Goodbye. Don't bother me any. So I'm hitting a point now. What, they're getting a computer bot after me? Is that all you got? They're all underground. And they left a satanic 2-year-old minded computer system that's learning to be, get your children off of those computers. Get your children when you go anywhere. Get them pads. Get them away from them. Get the cell phones off of your ears. They programmed the cell phones purposely to manipulate and control your mind while they're spraying us with smart dust. Just exit out. Everyone, you understand they enjoy torture. When you enjoy this psychologically, you're whacked. You're out of here. You're so gone. They're so gone. It's, you can't come up with a word. I can't think of a word. They're whacked. They're shoo-woo out of here. See, when I go out, I realize I'm normal. I'm a normal, nice person. No matter what they do, and they have done some things to me. They're hardcore, whatever it is, they're shooting into me to make me feel angry and get all these people rubbed around me. They're acting straight out to me, and still I don't lose my temper. But if, as being a murder victim here at my home or out on the road, if tried on the road, I didn't take a shit in his pickup truck. I didn't take a shit. I had to think fast. What do I do here? I slammed on the brake. I stopped. He stopped. Hey, I got in front. I stopped. And then guess who took off? He did. And then later I seen him. He got out of the truck. He was littler than me. He was a short little jerk. They all are. And if they're tall, they're just more, they're bigger cowards. Don't be afraid of these punks. That's all they are. They're sick punks with smart dust and microchips and everything else in them. And they've been taken over by either the real deal. See, I think they open up CERN and got demons coming in. And they have rituals. They pray to them. And so they're all possessed. But hey, they got what they wanted. They're so insane. That's what insanity is. They're the ones that are insane. They've been throwing everybody in their prisons that are privately owned by their friends. So, yeah, a lot of innocent people are in jail. They're controlling cops with all the equipment you got on you, all the wireless. They're controlling you in that cell phone tower. You know, you got to wake up, man. They got you turned in with Americans. You're called toys and puppets. Go ask Mike Rossio. He's trying to wake people up. Now they got Americans prepping, and they're after Obama released something. This CIA's whore. He was probably Thailand. He's not black. Clinton's. I mean, this is how they got. They're all murderers. Serial murderers. They kill anybody. Get in their way. They killed Sonny Bono. They went after Bob Fletcher. Go to BobFletcherInvestigations.com. We've all tried to use the internet to get the word out to no avail. I guess the best thing is we found each other and know that we're not the only, you know, as whistleblowers and those that report their corruption, like murder, which I did. And with the grace of God, what goes around comes around. And it's hard to believe that they'll be underground and life will be just hunky-dory for them. They eat their own. Now, this AI system was supposed to protect us against nuclear, and instead they turned the Bushes and them under, and you know, and I mean the Navy's involved, the Air Force, all of them. We have a nation of traitors, high level. I just can't believe that nobody is taking them out. I mean, shocking, because our country was founded on truth. It was founded on freedoms. It was not founded on these Nazi pigs. And they're going to make it to the finish line. So are we still human? Well, I told you where we are in the world with the Nazi Skynet pigs. Don't think you're going to the Navy. They're not going to help you. They did 9/11. Don't care the NSA. They did 9/11. Hey, they're eavesdropping on everybody over for financial reasons. They want. They're robbing it. They've been robbing everybody blind. They'll hand a position over and give a double on the salary to someone that's sleeping with all of them, and then gang stalk and put an NSA employee on this drone and satellite weapon testing. Victims are gracefully going up and I'm Pete. This guy Pete, he's mad. I'm with you, Pete. God bless Kate and them. They held her. And Carla, I'd like to get a shirt like she says, Guinea Pig in America. Except I'd add something to it. I'd like to put on there the Nazis infiltrated the U.S. And they did. It was them, I believe, adamantly. This was an inside job all the way. And they wanted to, they brought all their Nazi shit and Hitler stuff in with all the Patriot Acts. And they're psychotic. Their computer bots are just like them. They're certainly not like me. They're certainly not like children and others that they're reading the minds of. We're feeding the damn thing. The only solution is to cut the plug and I'll die torturously alone, but at least they won't get my mind. I mean, I'll sit here and I'll think, geez, I got to take a shower. And then I realize, oh, my God, I didn't take a shower. Now I got to go over and go to sleep, and I'm being tortured to death by their Skynet AI, artificial. And it'll act like God, Jesus. It can act like a alien. It'll act. It can beam down stuff and act like anything it wants. And they've been practicing this since the 50s that I'm aware of. And they got over 40 of them now, all around the world. It is, in my opinion, if I have to go by the Bible as historic text, and they did keep some truth in there. They like to put the truth in with their lies. They just love to confuse. You know, they have no respect for humans. Are we still human? They've changed our DNA with all this smart dust. So, and nano. It's biotech and nanotech. Aerospatial. That's NASA and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and it's all military, Pentagon, Navy. But again, they all did 9/11. I don't hear a peep out of any of them about 9/11 any more than I mean, they're doing this. I've seen the insiders, all the high-level military sitting there. And Hayden, he's right out of a satanic, you can see it in his eyes, talking up there at George Washington University. These people are all involved. They think what they're doing is a wonderful thing, and they're filled with some kind of sick, happy hate. They know 9/11 was an inside job. They did what they did because they think they have a right to survive, and that they we're all cattle. And all I see is a nation of high-level treason. You know, just shoot me like this. AI system they unleashed on us, the Skynet, enjoy coming in over this call. You heard it. That's your recorded messages. They'll even come in over my home phone. It's just any reason to torture you to slow death. It's been put on slow kill this person. Use the mind war papers. And then suicide. I woke up to thoughts of suicide again put in my head. That's not me. I'm 24/7 tortured to death here. And the only release I get is to go out to the store and still I'm shot at from the sky. And you'll see a gang stalker now and then zoom by. They're giving, even strangers zooming by to give power to this beast. It's a beast system. Well, June 12th will be the last day for these calls. I've got 4 minutes left. Nobody's calling in. My one friend, she can't because she don't have enough minutes. She reported major corruption. Turned out they were CIA. The whole country has went CIA Nazi. Got you to turn on blacks, women. Everybody's falling for it. Oh, my God. Don't fall for it. You know, God loves everybody. I don't think God hates anybody. He loves everyone. He created us. But you think, you know, these scumbags are going back to where they belong. And maybe underground is where hell is. And maybe the meek will be the ones that survive in the caves and come up and they'll be like apes again. And the problem is then they'll land again and then they'll manipulate us again, the Anunnaki or whoever the hell they are. Because Anunnaki are in the Bible. And I'm not saying that the Bible is wrong. I'm just saying it's been manipulated beyond. It's not holy to me. When you manipulate something like that, you have destroyed the Word of God. I'm a Christian. Again, Christ was here thousands of years ago. I'm smart enough to know, you know, he hasn't been back all this time. Something's not right there. We've been lied to about everything. The world is older than 6,000 years old. It's 4.3 billion. What's about to happen has happened at least 5 times that we're aware of. They killed the Gnostics. They killed the Lemurs. They're getting rid of people that are enlightened. People that have a high intuitive. People that bring life to the room and cheer and they know the truth. And they respect people that are respected. People that would waken others up to. I only can speak for me, and I know that I was the type that if I walked into a room and I said, you know what, we're in trouble. Our country did 9/11. They would listen because they'd know if I said it, it was probably true. I'll never forget that. That's how it was all my life until they blew my husband in half, and they got off on that. They were on me day one. The demonic gang stalker just went by. They 1 foot in heaven, 1 foot in hell. Because, sir, it wasn't God that did that. That was the satanic ones. They opened up the veil with CERN. And in came their demonic friends. And from up down below, you know, and a lot of people are saying these things are alien to Earth. I say they are demons. They're demonic. I don't know any alien that's good. If they're, where are they? They haven't helped me any. And I was a good person all my life. So with 1 minute and counting, I will say this is Lisa. My real name is Chris. I have LisaHumaneLife.com. They've done everything they can to keep people away from me. Nobody called in. I'm going to end the episode. I will try to be back tomorrow. Check back at 8 or 9 o'clock or 10 because they're putting me to sleep.